Hey, everyone. I'm Amy Standen, Ear Hustle's editor.
And I'm Rahsaan New York Thomas, Ear Hustle producer. And do you believe, Amy, they left us alone to kick off the fundraiser?
We better not blow it, Rahsaan. The stakes are high.
We're going to blow it. We just have to find new jobs, I guess. This is the second Ear Hustle fundraiser I've been here for, and I never knew how much the show relies on listener support.
It really, really does. From now through the end of this season in June, our goal is to reach 1,000 donors.
So, Amy, for folks who donate, should we tell them where that money goes?
Sure. These donations help fund our ongoing work, but also things like getting us into prisons where we've never been before. Like if you enjoyed our episode about the hospice program at CMF, or the ones we've done with the women we've been meeting at the world's largest women's prison, CCWF. And there's also some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff, like developing an Ear Hustle curriculum for high school teachers.
Listener donations support all of that. Plus, this year, supporters will be invited to join us for a virtual party on June 13th, and they get a playlist of songs picked by the team.
And everyone who donates $10 a month or more will get access to Ear Hustle Plus, which is our new subscription service with ad-free episodes and bonus content.
Find out more and donate at earhustlesq.com.
Listener support means so much to us. Thank you. Should we give the mic back to Nigel Nerland now?
Not yet. We just got it.
This episode of Ear Hustle is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Earlon.
Bonus episode.
Yes. So here we are sitting in the studio.
Shocked everybody. Came out a week before.
Yes, a week before our season. But we're here to drop a little special episode about our friend New York.
Our friend Rahsaan New York Thomas, who recently was paroled. I'm Earlon Woods.
And I'm Nigel Poor.
This is Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
A few Wednesdays ago, we were standing outside the gate of San Quentin. It was friggin' early in the morning, Earlon, because our inside colleague, Rahsaan New York Thomas, was scheduled to be released. And I remember hanging out there waiting for you some years back now. It was actually earlier. I think I got there at like 5:15 in the morning.
Oh, 5?
I think I was there by 5:15.
I didn't come out to about 10.
No kidding. No, 10:30. So I was waiting a long time.
Trust me, it was torture in there.
I'm sure it was.
As we're out there waiting, what happens, Nigel?
Oh, man. Okay, one after one, these white vans pull out. And I could see people getting really excited, but I have to say, I knew.
Everybody
don't get excited.
Everybody like, here you come, here you come. And then it got to a point where it was like, whatever.
And then, after about 3 long, cold hours, the right van finally appeared.
The door slid open, and New York and a couple of other newly paroled guys stepped out.
And immediately, they were surrounded by all these people cheering and giving them hugs, and it was really wonderful to see.
Always is.
They don't have no fried food in there. What's up, my
good to see you.
So for about a half hour, we were all just milling around outside the gates, and New York was just hugging people, and everyone was taking photographs. It was like a party, right?
Yeah, and then it was time to jet.
Are you ready to get out of here, brother?
Oh, yeah.
You free now. You ain't got to stay in San Quentin.
New York finally climbed into the car to get away from San Quentin and head to Breathitt's.
I'm about to call my mama. Whoa, I'm on the highway. I'm going across a bridge. There's water. There's mountains. What? I feel like I'm escaping. Is anybody chasing us? Wow. This is amazing. This is crazy. I'm free. I ain't got no handcuffs on. Wow. It is a beautiful thing. I see green arrows. Bird signs. Wow. Sheesh.
On the way, he called his mom, who couldn't make it to Cali for his release.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma, it's really real. I'm free. No more handcuffs. Yeah. It's good. It's good. I'm home. I'm home. I love you. Huh?
How long have you been out? How long have you been out?
About 20, 30 minutes. Time is irrelevant when you're free.
20, 30 minutes? Oh, you don't tell me or you had to call the police?
I'm free, Ma. I don't know how this works. I've never been free before. I don't know what to do.
What you're going to eat, you know?
My favorite meal that you used to make me was French toast. So I want to capture that French toast, but I want to get my other favorite meal, and that's steak. So I'm trying to get French toast and steak. If they ain't got it, they got to go make it.
New York has been talking about what kind of car he wants to get forever, Erlon. I mean, honestly, I've been rolling my eyes because you know what kind of car he wants to get?
A Bentley.
Just about. No, he wants a Tesla.
Yeah, that's about right. Tesla's okay.
All right. And of course, his smart mom was quick to talk him down from that.
You ain't a $50 car. You ain't been driving in a while. And as I know, you ain't the best drivers in the world. You don't need no real expensive car. You need to, like, get a new driver and get an inexpensive car. Used car with a couple of years on it. Not a lot of years. Not real old. See how long you can drive that out of getting banged up before you think about a new car.
All right. I love you. I love you. Peace.
I love you too.
Bye-bye.
So we ended up at some cafe.
Like a breakfast place?
Yeah, exactly.
So you finally out, huh?
I'm finally out, man.
You've been stressing about this shit, huh?
Yeah, it's a scary process. It's a scary process because anything can go wrong. You're on eggshells during this. Anything can take your date back. But once you have a date, your mind shifts. You start thinking about freedom. And now your mind is half out the prison. You half in the prison, half out the prison. But every day you wake up and you're still in the prison. And I left a lot of good people behind. And so I'm just grateful, man. And it just that other part, that last little psychological torture, I would call it. It's not meant to be, but it just is. I got to remember I harm people. And so that's the balance between changing your life around and getting to come home. But understanding you still owe, like you did some stuff that can never be restored.
Next few weeks for Rahsaan is gonna be hectic. Everybody gonna pull you in every different direction.
Yeah, it's already happened. This thing's ringing off the hook. I got like 10 messages. I don't even know how to turn it on.
You don't know how to turn it on? You got 10 messages?
I'm lost, but I can't figure
so
it out yet.
You got everything set up. You got your ID. You got your driver's license.
I got hella ID, man. I got ID for days, man.
Prison IDs or street IDs?
I got prison. I got credit card. I got prison ID, I got my social, I got my SBJ card, I got my vaccination card, I got my birth certificate, and my name change papers.
So you ready for the motor vehicle right now.
No,
definitely, you ready to go. Hey, though, it's definitely good to see you out here, man.
Man, good to see you, man. And thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. You gave me an opportunity, Ear Hustle. It's life changing.
Hey, bro, your talent did what it did, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, when are they gonna bring us some food?
Did you order already?
No. You got to order? It's not automatic?
Hey, you got to order from menus out here.
Oh.
And they'll just bring the shit to you that's already prepared.
In prison, you just get online and get your tray.
New York finally did order that steak and eggs plus French toast like his mom's used to make.
And after breakfast, a few friends, including our dear friend Lonnie Morris, took New York to Target.
What are the priorities today?
Comfort, man. Like, I don't have any, there's no plan B. I have no change of clothes. And so, like, I need changes of clothes. Business casual would be cool, with some jeans as well and some workout gig. I want to get right back to my workout. So tonight I have to dress for a party. Then I have to dress to go to work, where I start maybe working maybe late next week. And then I have to dress for the gym. I have to get my workout program, my jogging on. I have to just dress to be, just to be every day. Go around and go see the PO, go stand in line at the motor vehicle. I need stand in line clothes. I'm gonna be doing a lot of stand in lines.
So one of the things New York was really fixated on, and I'm going to have to say not just New York, this is a fixation that a lot of guys have inside, the fear of skinny jeans, right? And they don't seem to get the difference between fitted and skinny. And I know, like, New York was like, I do not want skinny jeans.
Now, I think everybody think of Lil Wayne and those little pants he'd be having on sagging. So that's when people think skinny jeans, that's what they see.
I get that's a horrible look. But fitted is fine.
Finally, Lunny had a little chat with him.
This is the real world that people live in. Mm-hmm. So all this slim fit and all that stuff there, you gonna wear some clothes. It don't look like the penitentiary clothes. Okay, can you understand that?
Hey,
in 3 months from now, you won't even be tripping. You be like, yeah, give me that right there. You
know, nah, man.
I'm telling you, bro. All that talking you talk, I did all that same talk. Nah, don't give me that, bro. Look, when you get out in the world.
Converted you?
Yeah, no, they ain't converted. It's just the reality. This is life out here in the world. You ain't gonna find.
While they were checking out at Target, New York got a call from another guy who also had advice to share.
I just want to encourage you to take one day at a time, man, you know?
Nah, I'm already on tomorrow.
You know you're dealing with a crazy man, bro.
All right.
It's all good. I will take that advice, man. I mean, I can't hit the ground crawling, but I got to hit the ground walking, but I won't hit the ground running. I'm taking my time.
Yeah, take your time,
man. Well, if you do, bro, I know where you're running to. That's the key.
I got a general direction.
No, know where you're running to, bro. The general ain't good
enough.
Hold on, man.
Next stop, New York's transitional house, where he'll be living for the next 6 months or so.
Yep. Then the house manager showed him around.
There's two rooms here, but these are both filled by women.
Okay.
And then there's Tom's room in the back, the mansion. And then there's two rooms upstairs, and then my office is in the back.
Oh, this Tom's room right here?
Would you bring your whole cell with you? Are?
Man.
All right.
How you doing?
How you doing, man? My name's Rasan.
This is Louis.
How you doing, Louis?
Your name?
Good to meet you, man. Home room. I couldn't do a cell here again. Come with a TV? What?
You can see the open hills.
Yeah, all
that. Yeah, this is nice.
Is there cable?
No, they don't do cable no more out here. All right, this ain't prison.
Huh?
You gonna be streaming?
Yeah.
Streaming? You off the internet? All
right. Look at this view here.
Oh, that view is beautiful.
Yeah, no, you're doing good.
Wow.
You're doing real good.
How does food work? Should I go to grocery shopping or something?
Yeah, we buy all the food for you.
That's a sucker.
What's the house rules? The curfews? How does thing work?
What's
popping?
Being an adult, right?
That's it?
Just be respectful of everybody else. There's no curfew out, do you? If you have somebody spend the night, check with your housemates, make sure they're all cool. Just be an adult, right? That's all it is.
New York was already getting a ton of messages, and he couldn't wait to get up and running on social media.
But there's a lot of pitfalls for someone who's brand new to that stuff. And so his friend Mandy was trying to give him some help with that. Actually, this is really good advice.
We'll have a whole cybersecurity crash course. Because part of it is what Moo and I talked to you about earlier with like scams and people, random people texting you or DMing you on
Instagram.
Don't
click it.
Don't click it.
That's how they're going to get you.
Yeah.
Don't
click
it.
No, that's true.
I'll try not to.
No. No,
don't
not,
do it. What
not,
am I knowing?
Yeah,
what am I knowing?
You're going to know. You're going to say no.
Yeah. If you know it, then you don't have to be clicking nothing.
That's what's up.
Thank you, bro.
A few days later, New York sent us a message about how things have been going.
One of the most amazing things is that people can call me now. For years, I had to like sign up for this 15-minute phone call, and some days the line was too long, and I just didn't even do it. But that day, that little 15 minutes, that's all we had before some recorded voice would cut in, threatening us with 1 minute. But now, like, we can have real conversations to lay conclusions. But it's also a little overwhelming. Sometimes I'm getting 3 or 4 calls at the same time, which is crazy. So trying to manage all that. And I'm still having talked to my uncle and some of my cousins. I still haven't made all my rounds. I just got to my aunt and my little cousin today. You know, I had to start with my mother and my sons. But it's just beautiful out here. Also, I'm eating good, like shrimps I had the other day and pizza and steak and just, man, God knows what I'm going to have today. Philly cheesesteaks. And this bed right here, this bed is so comfortable. It's just a regular full-size bed, but the sheets are so soft. The mattress feels like it's hugging me. The pillows love me. It's awesome. That metal bunk I was sleeping on in San Quentin was beating my body up. I've had one hiccup so far. that one hiccup is I came home ready with my birth certificate and my social security card and everything I need to get my ID. I go to Motor Vehicles Thursday, the day after being paroled. I get on the line and something tells me, let me get a real ID and a driver's license while I'm at it. And so I pull out the applications for both. And I get to the line and there's a hold on my driver's license from New York, from 20 some years ago. I'm like, oh my God, all right, so this is gonna hold me up. I'm just hoping it doesn't hold me up for long. But in the meantime, I guess it's gonna be that BART. I guess that BART just remind me of the subway system in New York, so maybe it'll be nostalgic. I just hope it doesn't take forever to get this driver's license the situation right. It's good out here, man. Lots of love. Peace.
Welcome home, New York. It's good to have you out here with the rest of us.
Yes, it is. And just in time for season 11.
Starting March 1st. Couple of days. This episode was produced by me, Erlon Woods, Nigel Poor, and Bruce Wallace, with help from Amy Standin.
And was engineered by Erlon Woods. The song playing under us right now is by Rashid Zinnemann.
Amy Standin edits our show. Shubnam Sigmund is our managing producer. And Bruce Wallace is our executive producer.
Thanks to acting warden Oak Smith. And as you know, every episode of Ear Hustle has to be approved by...
or disapproved by...
let's hope this one's approved.
I am Lieutenant Giamare Berry, the public information officer at San Quentin State Prison, and I approve this episode.
This episode was made possible by the Jess Trust, working to amplify the voices, vision, and power of communities that are transforming the justice system.
You can keep up with the show by subscribing to our newsletter, The Lowdown, at earhustlesq.com/newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at EarHustleSQ.
Ear Hustle is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Radiotopia is a collection of independent, listener-supported podcasts.
Some of the best podcasts around. To hear more, go to radiotopia.fm. I'm Nigel Poor.
And I'm Erlon Woods.
Thanks for listening.
And stay tuned. Our next season kicks off in 7 days.
1 week. Yikes.
Those are fire. Yep. You gonna talk about cool. Them being skinny? They're not
those
that
are not skinny, bro. Brother, demon not skinny. Is.
It's Erlon.
And Nigel.
Here again, reminding you to donate to our spring fundraiser today so we can keep bringing you more Ear Hustle.
Everyone who donates will be invited to our virtual party on June 13th. If you've never been, it's a fun time where we talk about the season and answer some of your questions live. Uncensored, live.
And I will be on the hologram so y'all can see me.
3DE.
On Zoom. Every donation, any amount, will help us reach our goal. So please go to earhustlesq.com to learn more and please contribute.
Thank you.
If you can find it in your heart, in your pocket, in your wallet, in the couch.